Right now, it's time to bring in Brian Ross. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning, right around 7:20, even though we're only at 7:19. We take a look at the news with Real News. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall. It's good to be here again.
Well, you know, it seems the week continues from week to week to week, the news just gets amazingly worse in Afghanistan, and now there's terrorists that want to even attack Americans and Taliban.
Well, yes, indeed, but I think that we should also take a step back and realize the Herculean efforts being made by the U.S. Military there to evacuate so many people in such a short period of time. And I wonder if our reporters on the scene are a bit of a doomsday in terms of their approach on this. There has been a huge evacuation of Afghanistan, getting the Americans out, and probably not enough of our Afghan allies, but they're down to what now? Some 500 Americans are trying to find. They got 1,500 there, and 500 want to leave, and 1,000, they don't know what to do about that.
It's just one of those things. The amount of people that a good friend of mine always said about the U.S. military, they know how to move things from point A to point B. They just do.
With 100,000 people brought out of there in such a short period of time, it's quite a remarkable feat. And I do wonder if there needs to be a bit of a look back again to see how we judge what happened here. Clearly, they may have started too late, but once they got going, they're doing pretty darn well, it seems, based on the numbers they're releasing, if you can take those numbers at face value.
And also, they're keeping everything's under control. Nothing has gotten out of control yet. I think that's what everybody's really worried, that something's going to happen that's just going to blow the situation up in everybody's faces, including the Taliban.
Right. Well, this is the warning that was issued yesterday that perhaps this sort of ISIS subgroup was going to stage a vehicle suicide attack on the crowds at the various gates. That's why they warned Americans, if you're at this East Abbey gate, please leave immediately. We'll get in touch with you. So they must have clear intelligence. They're picking up somewhere that something is afoot from this terror group trying to mess up the whole operation. I think it seems to me they're on top of it at this point, and they may not get all of the allies out. And the question is, at this point, next Tuesday is the deadline that the U.S. agreed to. Do they stick with that agreement, or do they risk having things fall apart with the Taliban and stay on?
All right, and the move by the FTC to finally approve the Pfizer vaccine, I think, it would have been a big step forward, but at least now it is a step forward.
It's a step forward, and now we're told that we're going to need boosters every 6 months.
Yep, but you know, when we went into this, Brian, I never thought that it would just be one shot. I said to myself, this is going to be like a flu shot from now on. It's just going to have to happen.
Right, and from a yearly flu shot to now every 6 months kind of shot. But if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Certainly I'm prepared to line up and give me my shot. And if it's 6 months, so we're coming up on when you need a shot, right?
Yeah, and also the vaccine will improve as they go along. So I'm sure it's going to become a yearly thing. And then once it gets there, they'll be able to stop it. But I just think that's the prudent plan. It's the old thing, us New Englanders, you plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Right. And as you say, now with the FDA giving final and formal approval to the Pfizer shot, more and more companies now and the military are insisting you must have the shot, you must have been vaccinated if you want to work here. In fact, Delta is saying that you're going to charge an extra $200 per person in insurance premiums, health insurance premiums, if you're not vaccinated, which makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think private industry has to take the lead here. The way the government does it is okay, but private industry, because one thing we hear, and it's out here too, people are not going back to work. They're not taking jobs back. I think the confidence level needs to come back so everybody can get a job. And once again, all these the truck lines, everything gets backed up now because there's not enough people that want to go into work all the time, or there's just not that workforce.
Exactly, and I think I think that part of it is if you pay people more, they might go back to work. Yeah. This is a way to get the minimum wage enacted without having to do it through Congress. It's just that the market forces are almost forcing it to do that. You know, and you look at this, you know, the Biden administration is up against two really tough foes, the Taliban in Afghanistan, and then, of course, COVID-19.
That, and now we can take a look at also what's going on in Washington, and the Democrats are very close, even though it'll probably blow up with the bill with the bill that can the other portion of the bill which the progressives really wanted passed at the same time. You've got that working. You've got some major bills that are going through Congress right now, and they're going to mean a lot to the success or failure of the additional recovery in the future.
I think you're right, and I think that, you know, I think the Afghanistan, and people are calling it a debacle. Well, maybe it's not quite a debacle. It's a black eye for the Biden administration, and we thought that's one thing for sure that Joe Biden knew how to do was to handle foreign crises, but in this case, it hasn't handled as well as you might think he was going to, and that's the expectations were high. But then we've got to consider, you know, our economy. We're back to masks. You can see in the grocery stores here and over at Bailey's, I want you to wear masks again. And, you know, that's kind of a setback, but that's because we got so many people who still are, you know, hesitant or resistant or just downright defiant about getting vaccinated.
And I would be remiss if we didn't talk just a little bit about the first female governor of New York.
Well, it's always good to have a woman in office. I think we would do great in office in both parties.
I think it's hopefully, there's certain states that just have this cloud that hang over them. New York State with what happens to governors over the past, 20 years is one of them. So you finally want somebody in there to put an end to that. And what's been Albany itself has been a hot zone for Republican and Democrat corruption as well. New York City.
Talk about a swamp. Albany certainly qualifies.
And we wait for the results of the California recall vote, which could really affect the Senate.
It definitely could if Dianne Feinstein if her health fails, and you know, in so many places, anything could affect the Senate. But I see that the president's going to campaign for Governor Newsom and try to get people to go along with, you know, against the recall. And the way it's set up, you know, just a person with a small plurality of the votes could end up as governor if, in fact, the Newsom is recalled.
And what's interesting about this, and it's kind of makes a mockery of it, but is the list of candidates and the people that are in it are pretty amazing. That's all I'll say.
I'll say we could end up with a very conservative talk show host as the governor of California.
Yeah.
But, you know, California has a way of voting itself into real trouble.
And then trying to vote itself out. You're exactly right.
Exactly right.
All right, Brian. Well, hopefully news will be better this coming week. Everything will work out better, and we'll check with you in a week.
Yeah, and the problem is, if it's news, it's not going to be necessarily good.
Yeah.
We don't report on airplanes landing safely, and we're not reporting that much on this great and successful evacuation procedures out of Afghanistan. By a week from now, we'll know what's going to happen there, and we'll take stock of how well or how poorly, in the end, the Biden administration did.
All right. Brian, always nice. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay, you bet, Marshall. Good talking with you.
Brian Ross and Real News here on Robinhood Radio. And you can always find the show at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross.